Hello.
Hello. How are you? Welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered podcast. My name is Charles. My days. I'm just laughing because I was so tired yesterday that I just went to bed. We had some guests as well. And I just was like, I need to go to bed. So I went to bed and slept. I am apologizing literally to everyone I know that I haven't been in communication with as I am supposed to be. My dear, I am so busy. Then when I'm free, or when I have any spare time, I come on TikTok Live. It's so crazy. I was just thinking about how life somehow treats LGBTQIA plus individuals. And when this happens, is the same people who try always to tell you that they are closer to God, that they are religious, that they are good people, but they don't have it in their mind to understand that the same God they preach to you about created everyone. From what I was taught when I was doing my religious studies, when I did my catechism, is that what they call it, catechism or something, in the Catholic Church in Kano where we grew up, because I did my first Holy Communion, my confirmation and all of these things, we were taught about love. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Be a good person, show love, be kind, compassion, empathy, and all of these things. But I feel like all of this is out of the window for some of these extremely religious psychosis suffering Christians. And that is really, really sad. I am not against anybody that is extremely religious, but I am against people who are fanatical, who are mean with it, who are wicked with it. Because if you actually believe in God and you are a good person, it doesn't matter if someone is gay, straight, bi, because some of you will cover up for your pastors who rape young girls, rape young boys, abuse children, beat their wives, cheat on their wives, steal from you, extortionate pastors and all of these things. You will still say, oh, God will forgive them. The person is a man of God. And this is something that sometimes I just don't really know how to wrap my head around it. I just can't. I remember having this conversation with a friend of mine about this reverend father that was all up in his business. And I said to him, why don't you date him if you like him? And he was like, no, God will judge me. I feel so bad if I date him. And I said to him, but the reverend father is talking to you. Do you think if you don't do it with him, he's not going to do it with another person? I need all of us to understand that we are not responsible for anybody's actions. If that person does not see himself as a sinner, as a reverend father, who are you to say that he's a sinner? What do you mean? If he, as a reverend father in the Catholic Church, it's okay to want to be intimate with you, why are you judging him? I am not in a place in my life to judge any human being. I know this might sound crazy because they took a vow to be celibate, to be respectful. I understand this. But is it because of his gay? I have heard stories of reverend fathers who have girlfriends. I have heard stories. So are you telling me that those women are thinking of the same thing? The reason why I'm saying this is my friend already feels bad for being gay. He thinks he's a sinner. He thinks that he is wrong for being a homosexual. So doing it with this reverend father means that God will punish him more. This same friend and another friend, like, this is literally about, this story is about four people that I know. The thing is that all of them, the four of them, literally are in a place where they feel like God is punishing them for being gay. That's why certain things are not working out for them. That's why this is not like this, this is not like this. And amongst all of them, one of them is extremely religious. And I said to him, it's okay for you to go to church. It is okay for you to pray. Believe in God. But don't believe that the same God that you worship punishes you for being gay. And this is about what we've been told growing up. I went through situations where I wasn't able to express myself or be open to my relatives because I am going to have rejections. They may not be in my life and all of these things. This thing, it's so complex. It is not as easy as it seems. I know me speaking to him all the time and say all of these things to them hasn't really changed anything. But what I've realized is that two of them actually is coming around. One of them, like, really, really came around. Really, really came around. One of them came a long way. And I'm so happy with that. That is why having a platform like this and other queer people who have platforms, who speak about these things, you don't know what you are doing. This is people that I know personally, that I have spoken to. One of them had so much problem acknowledging that he has a boyfriend. It was recently that I was speaking to him and I was like, oh, he's your boyfriend. He said, yes. And I said to him, you know that you've come a long way. He said, yes, because before, I will never acknowledge that this man that I'm seeing, that I love, I'm not going to say, oh, he's my boyfriend. Because this is something that I never saw for myself. And I said to him, that's a good place to start. And for him, the good place to start actually was prior to that. Because he got to a point where he was now comfortable around a man, going to a man's house to spend 1 week, spend 2 weeks with him. And being okay. And this does not stop you from being religious. I have said this so many times. You can be a born-again Christian. You can be religious and be a homosexual. And be a queer woman. And be a lesbian. Be a trans woman, a trans man, gender non-conforming. You can be LGBTQIA+ and be religious. Do not allow anybody tell you any different. You are who you are. Who you are is not wrong. You can go to a church and pray to God if you believe in God and believe in religion and just go about your way. For me, I have decided that I don't want to be in community with people in the church because a lot of evil people are in the church. I don't want to be around them. I just don't want to pray with them, pray in the same community as them. My dear, I can kneel down today and pray to my late mother and pray to my ancestors and pray to the Chi and God. God is God everywhere. In the Igbo spirituality, we have the God Almighty and then we have the other small gods. It is still God. And what really, really annoys me is when people feel like when you talk about God, it has to be the God of Abraham. Why? Why? It is God at the end of the day. Whether you carry the Bible, whether you are a Muslim, a Christian, a Buddhist, whatever your religion is, a pagan, voodoo, whatever, it is God. It is God. I'm just saying this because a lot of you are so confused. Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian? What do you mean? Everybody is not a Christian. There is so many religions in this world. People believe in God. It is one God. It is one God. Whether it's someone that worships God in my village, in India, in Calabar, in America, anywhere, in Asia, anywhere, it is God Almighty. It is one God. Anyway, let me just talk about what I want to talk about today. Today's episode, I want to tell you, you as an LGBTQIA+ individual, as a gay man, a gay woman, a lesbian, a trans woman, a trans man, gender non-conforming, respectability won't save you. Respecting people and taking nonsense from them because of who you are will not save you. Being good won't make you safe. This is why sometimes when I see some of us, when we react to the way we've been treated, I just let them say it. Let them challenge when people speak to them. Of course, you have to do it in a way whereby, for instance, if you are somewhere like on TikTok, on YouTube, Instagram, and all of these social media platforms, you have to do it in a way whereby your account is not banned. But respecting people won't save you. When I mean respectability is you hiding yourself, you being small, you acting all good and not expressing your sexuality. It won't save you because some of them, once they suspect already that you are who you are, they will start being mean to you. This episode is about the lie we queer people have been told, especially queer Africans, queer Ghanaians, Nigerians, Cameroonians, South Africans, Jamaicans, people from the Caribbean that are queer. We've been sold these lies that if we behave, if we blend in, if we don't cause trouble, if we don't wear nail polish, Don't post provocative photos. Don't speak too loudly. My dear, that's what they want you to do. Then you will be accepted. If you don't do all of these things, you will be accepted. You will be tolerated. Maybe even loved. But my dear, I am a living example. I said no. Fuck you. Fuck all of you. Whether you are my brother, you are my sister, my uncle, my cousin, and you don't fucking love me. You don't care about who I am. You think I am gay, that I'm going to go to hell. Fuck all of you. I do not care. I am not going to make myself small. I am not going to not dress the way I want to dress. Today, we are going to this concert, right? I'm going to post a picture. If you follow me on Instagram and on TikTok, on Facebook, you are going to see me. I hope that the light serves me well this evening, because I'm going to take a picture. I am going to do a get ready with me. It is how I want to dress, and I feel good. My dear, what I'm wearing tonight is like, look at me. I am who I am, and I love it for me. The thing is, I have gone through a situation where I dressed a certain way to conform. And it was always like, you wear a polo shirt, you tuck it in, you wear a shirt, you look this way. You're just trying to make yourself small for people to like you. At one point, I even grew my beard longer. Like, I was doing all of these things. That wasn't me. That wasn't me. And I had gay friends. I still have gay friends that I was with then, my friends, and all of us were trying to hide. Some of them are people that claim that they are out somehow, but they will always dress and be conservative for people not to think that they are gay. My dear, know that I'm gay. It is okay. I am a homosexual. What is there to hide? What is there to hide? Why am I trying to pretend that I'm a straight man? Why I am not? Why am I not going to live my life because if I want you to accept me? Because if I want you to love me? Why do I need to do all of these things? My dear, spoiler alert, my dear. It is a scam. Respectability is the weapon that they use to keep you and keep us invisible. They don't want us to be visible like I am now. They don't want representation. They don't want you to keep speaking. I am telling you this. Even when we behave, we are still disowned. Can you imagine? Let me use myself as an example here. I was a very, very well-behaved child. Ask anybody in my neighborhood. I did everything that I was asked to do. I respected my elders. Of course, as a teenager, you rebel sometimes. I used to have arguments with my sisters. You know, that kind of a thing. That happens sometimes, you know. But I behaved. I did everything. But I still got attacked. I still got cut off by my brothers. Somehow, I feel like I am erased when it comes to them. So, why keep playing by the rules that were never built for me and for us? Why? Because the thing is, if someone in your family does not know anything about you being gay, they don't really know you. I went through all my life up until my adult life for my family, my sisters and my brothers to know the true me. They never knew who I was until I came out. They know a part of me, but not fully. But now they fully know who I am. It is either they take it or they leave it. My brothers for now said, oh, this is too much for us. We are not going to be able to deal with this. And their wives. And that is okay. But my sisters were like, yes, we love you unconditionally. We know a part of you. But now we know you fully. And we are okay with that. I was on the phone with my sister last night for hours. My nephew and my niece was like, we love you, uncle, for who you are. We know the whole of you. And if you live your life all through and your people and everyone doesn't know who are you if you are not able to live your life fully? I am not saying that you need to come out to the whole world. You don't need to tell them anything, but just live your life. Do certain things that makes you happy without being apologetic about it. You don't have to come out as gay, but do the things that brings you joy. You can have a boyfriend secretly. You can have a girlfriend secretly. You can go to secret gay parties. There is a lot of them. There's a lot of that underground queer scenes that you can go to and be yourself and be okay. And you can show them a little bit sprinkled there of who you are. My dear, because this life is meant to be lived for you. Live your life. If anyone wants to join you in living your life, let them come along with you. I have said this so many times, and anytime I say this, it breaks my heart. Stop making yourself small. Stop seeking for validation and stop respecting people who don't deserve your respect. Because whether you try to make yourself small, they will still dislike you. They will still disown you. Let me tell you, I have heard this so many times. I always hear, just stay quiet. Just stay humble. Stay invisible. You're going to be safe. And it took me for the longest to get to this point where I realized that I have done all of that. I have stayed quiet. I have stayed humble. I have been a good kid. I remember when I was in primary school, at the time my brother was schooling in America and he came back for Christmas and came with all this university memorabilia. Is that what I should call it? One of those things that they have the university names and came with cups and came with clothes for me, like toys. There's this like kite that you throw, small helicopter, you throw it. It was so fancy. All the kids in my neighborhood was, you know, those paper planes kids build, paper planes. But my plane was made with this thing that looks like, you know, this thing when you buy a TV, the material that is used to guard the TV not to break. That's what it's made with. And then you put this plastic thing at the tip of it. And he bought so many of it for me. I think like 20. There was so much things. There was like good stuff. And I was playing with them because I didn't like to play football and some of these things. And I did things differently. And one time he said to me, why are you always coming to people like this? He used the F word. That there's a way he explained it. That I'm too nice. That is what women do. Literally kind of like clocking that I'm gay or something. And that really, really took me backwards. That is when I started realizing that who I was and who I am and who I'm going to be is going to be a massive problem for me. If my oldest brother, the way I loved that man, I don't care anymore. I don't even think of him. And I'm like, if this person that is supposed to be on my corner thinks like this. So what he said, the way I was acting that day, it wasn't really like extremely, but I just did certain things with girls. I started going backwards. I stopped doing those things. And that shaped majority of my adult life, how I related to people, how I came to people and things like this. But you know what? After doing all of these things, after doing all of it, I still got hate. I still got silenced. I still got punished for existing. This is what happens to us as queer people. If you do all of these things, you're still going to get the hate. You're still going to get punished. You're still going to get rejected. So live your life. Live your life. I'm just going to name what respectability looks like and how it has failed us as queer people. I've seen queer Africans, queer Nigerians strip themselves of joy, vibrancy. You know, the fabulosity we have. The colors that we bring, the softness that we bring, the joy, the expression, all of it is stripped away. You can see it through our eyes. All of this in the name of acceptance. And guess what? Guess what? Guess what? It still doesn't protect us. It still doesn't protect them. Doing all of these things still will not protect us. Still will not save us from anything. I'm going to use a personal example here with myself and some other people I have seen that even when they tried to be the good gay, you know, the ones who will just hide themselves, you know, the ones who will come on social media platforms and they are gay men, they will lie and insult you and make videos. There is a particular person I've heard a story of now. I don't know how truthful this is, allegedly, that the person is gay and the person will make videos and make content to be the good gay, right? That people will not see right through you. My dear, people know that you're gay when you do these things. For instance, people have insulted me on my platforms thinking that I wouldn't know that they are gay, but I know a gay man when I see one. So some gay people want to be the good gays. And they do certain things. They'll be like, oh, I'm not flamboyant. I'm not loud. Let me tell you, whether you are loud and you are soft, if they find out, there are people who will be looking at you who don't want you around them. They are just tolerating you. They can see your expression and the things that you do. Despite the fact that you're speaking all of these things, people can see right through you. I don't know if I'm making sense here. You know the thing, I have seen gay people who try to be the good gays, who have slept with gay men, who have had sex with gay men because they are gay, and they come out on social media platforms and everywhere, they try to be the good gays. They speak against gay people. They say all of these things because they think no one knows about them. Don't be doing that. For instance, in as much as I have done everything that I've done, my brothers still cut me off. So why do you want to be the good gay? Because they will still not love you. The people who will love you will love you. One of my brother even sent me a violent video of someone basically saying that this is what is going to happen to me. This is what I deserve. And I was a good brother to him. And I'm still a good brother, but I don't want to have anything to do with him. I have two brothers. One of them I will never, ever make amends with. It's gotten to there. One of them I still have an open mind for. So I'm saying all this to say that what is the reward for behaving? There's no reward. There's no reward for being that gay brother that is doing everything for everybody. And I'm going to speak to our gay brothers, our LGBTQIA+ individuals in the diaspora. You send all your money to them. You do all of these things and they still do not love you. Start doing things and being around people who care for you. You know your relatives who care for you. It is easy to know. I know mine and I will continue to be around those relatives. Let's be real. Who benefits from all of these systems? This system exists to protect them, not us. So you respecting, as some people will call it, respectability politics, it's not to protect people like us. What it does is that it makes them feel comfortable. A lot of people who are transphobic, homophobic, who don't like LGBTQIA+ individuals, who want you to respect them and be quiet and be safe around them, is because they want you to make them feel comfortable. It makes them uncomfortable. It reminds them of something about themselves sometimes. Because why do you have to bend yourself backwards for someone to be comfortable around you? If you are not going to be comfortable around me, I don't want to be around you. I don't want to respect you. And another thing is that it keeps them in power. It is about obedience. I'm not going to obey you. Why do I have to obey you? It is about obedience. It is not about safety. That is why we get threatened all the time. Do you know the number of threats I receive every day? My inbox is full of threats and I report some of them. Sometimes I ignore it. Sometimes I respond, but most times I don't really respond to it because it is about them, not about me, not about us. It is about them. It is about them. It is not about us. I want to make this clear to all of us. The most dangerous thing a queer person can do in Africa somehow feels like you laugh, dance, dress well, love loudly. So what I'm saying is reclaim your truth. That's what I'm saying. Reclaim your truth. There are many ways for you to reclaim your truth. I'm asking this. The most dangerous thing a queer person can do is a question, but I don't think it is somehow, but it is at the same time, because two things and four things and many things can be true at the same time. But laugh, dance, dress well, love loudly, live fully. That is power. That is rebellion. And that is what scares them. That's how life should be. Express yourself safely. And it scares them. That is why majority of these people come and do Higgy and Haga in the name of, oh, you gay people, go to hell, go to hell. I have said this, and I have said this so many times. Live your life. You do not have to come out to anybody. Live in your truth. Love yourself because you are fabulous. You don't owe the world silence. You don't owe your family shame. Let me repeat this. You don't owe the world silence. You don't owe your family shame. You don't owe anyone your dimmed light. You don't. You really deserve to be happy. You deserve joy. You deserve to be loved. You deserve to be taken care of. You deserve everything good in your life. You deserve to live out loud. Your life is not only about survival, my non-binary baby girls and baby boys and queer folks and everyone. You deserve to thrive. You deserve everything wonderful. And I'm urging you to know your worth, know your value, know who you are, love who you are. Live your life unapologetically. You are amazing. You are. Coming from me to you, we see each other. We love each other. Continue to be yourself. Dress how you feel. Do what makes you happy. Do not be ashamed, because your family will be like, you are bringing shame to them. Do you know how many times people say to me, are your family proud of you? Are you proud of yourself? You are a disgrace to your family. No, none of those things are true. You are who you are. You are not a disgrace to anybody. You are wonderful the way you are. Just live your life. Thank you so, so much for listening. And before I end this, I want you to look into yourself and ask yourself, what part of yourself are you still hiding to earn love or safety? Who told you that that was necessary? Ask yourself those questions. Who told you that that was necessary? And if you know those people who told you those things, if you know them, start being careful around them, because those people don't love you. They don't want the best for you. They don't want your safety. They don't want your happiness. They don't want your kindness. They don't deserve anything from you. Even if you are around them, tread carefully. I have been Charles. This has been Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. Have a wonderful time. Thank you so, so much for listening. I shall see you in the next episode.